Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Wait a minute. Rubbing my eyes here, Alan. Looking at the total in our lockbox challenge after a day of fundraising, $398,937, which just shows how much our listeners care about this radio station.
Well, it's much more than our listeners and our staff. It's all of us together. We make a community that has been unseen anywhere else in public radio. And it's just an extraordinary testament to the idea that we're all in this together. We've all made it together. We had to, and there was no way out. So we've done what we had to do, but we haven't done it yet. We need to finish it up. And that means out of the 500,000 or so people who are listening to this radio station every month, think of that figure, 500,000. If everybody does just a little, we're home. I'm absolutely positive we can, as we have always done it up to now. But the day we don't do it, then it's over. So everybody, do everything you can. It could be $5. It could be $5,000. Whatever it is, today's the day. Let's end it today, okay?
WAMC.org is how to do it.
And that's the magic, David. WAMC.org. You go there. It's painless. You put the money in, and it's done. And you feel good. That's the great part about it. You feel good.
You do indeed. Well, today marks a solemn anniversary, Alan. A year ago today, George Floyd was murdered by Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. And now families, of course, continuing to urge legal changes to prevent more police killings. They gathered in Minneapolis Monday for a discussion about the state of policing in the U.S. and the frequency of fatal encounters with law enforcement. The families also discussed the role of lawmakers in making changes to hold police accountable and how community members can support the loved ones of those killed by police. Meanwhile, from the AP, top cop in black man's deadly arrest withheld cam video. There's a long way to go before we see any equity.
David, you're so right. As a group, as a society, we have to make certain changes. Now, you could start with the police, and there are certainly some bad actors among the police, but racial equity extends far more than that. Look, we know what happened. We took people of color out of Africa in chains, and then when slavery was abolished, as it certainly should have been and had to be, and Lincoln was assassinated, this country went in the wrong direction, and that wrong direction has led us to where we are today. And yes, the police are the enforcement agency. And how we recruit those police, how do we decide whether somebody is fit to be a policeman or not? It really isn't a matter of law. It's a matter of attitude. And if we choose the wrong people to be policemen, they end up putting their knee on somebody's neck for 9.5 minutes. That's huge, because we have chosen the wrong person to be in that spot at the time. So what we are approaching in this country, I think, is a recognition that we have to be very, very careful about who becomes a policeman and what psychological mechanism we use to evaluate whether somebody can be a proper policeman. The message has to go out, you do wrong and you will be held accountable. That's what happened in the George Floyd case. Nevertheless, it isn't enough. What we need to do now is to say, who are the policemen? And that is really the idea. Look, you cannot say that we're not going to have policemen anymore or we're going to abolish police departments. All of us have been in a situation where something terrible has happened. You've got to be able to have policemen, but they've got to be able to be the kind of people who understand what their job is. And that is what we are looking at right now as we mourn the death of George Floyd. And as we understand how bad this moment was for the Floyd family, but also how potentially filled with change this moment has become in America. George Floyd now is a name that is known around the world for good reason.
The forced landing of a commercial flight with a Belarusian dissident aboard escalated into one of the biggest recent flare-ups in East-West tensions. European Union leaders, says the AP, have agreed on a set of sanctions against Belarus, including banning its airlines from using the airspace and airports of the 27-nation bloc. EU leaders have demanded the immediate release of Roman Protasevich, the key foe of authoritarian Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. A brief video of Protasevich was shown on state television in Belarus, in which he said his treatment in custody was, quote, maximally correct and according to the law. What do we believe?
We don't believe a word of that, of course. Dictators have a way of torturing, threatening family, and this is obviously a sham. The European Union did exactly the right thing. They really have maximum sanctions placed now. Now, the real question here is, how close is the Belarus dictator to the Russian dictator? Is this regarded as a act of fealty to the Russians? Is Putin sitting back there and saying, this is a good thing? In which case, more power to the Belarus top dog? Or is it seen as embarrassing to the Russians? The Russians, we know, are trying to make a little bit of hay with the United States and in getting closer to Biden after a very close relationship with former President Trump. So this is a very interesting moment, and we'll see whether or not the people in the Belarus area are capable of making a change over a brutal dictator.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Of course, Alan, we can't have any of these conversations. We can't bring any of this all-important information to the listeners of WAMC without their support. WAMC.org. We need the $1 million. We can't keep it on.
You know, Pete said it, keep on keeping on, and we're going to continue to do that. If every single person just does one little thing, this drive is over today.
WAMC.org.
So simple. WAMC.org. If you don't have a computer, put it in an envelope and send it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. Don't do more than you can, but do what you can.